All right, so here is another quickie for you on offering services to friends or romantic partners where sort of the lines of business and pleasure cross. Okay? So ordinarily there shouldn't be a problem with doing business and being romantically involved with someone. So, you know, maybe you're a young woman starting a business and you've got some great technical skills and you can help this other business owner, and you two met online and you decided you're going to date, and you can certainly help his business look a lot better with your technical skills. And he says, go ahead. I know you're starting out. You can build me an internet site and publish my business online, and it'll be great. So yeah, here, use these pictures and go for it. So you do it, you create a nice looking site for him. And then suddenly a week later, he says, I'm dating someone else. Or you find him browsing and publishing articles for new dates online, and you know it's him, and you can confirm it's him. So the professional thing to do is to just write to him and sever business ties and realize he just basically was using you. Or, you know, you used his business to gain some experience and he's not really trustworthy or really emotionally, romantically interested, but he doesn't have the communication skills to say he doesn't want to have an exclusive relationship and wants to terminate the relationship. And then you decide, well, you can keep the internet site that I created for you. I won't charge you anything. Just give me a business referral every now and then, and I wish you luck. That's the professional way to handle that. But sometimes in emotionally charged situations, when it's time to just expose bad businessmen, and you have the ability to do it, flip their website, their internet site, and just tell the truth. This guy's basically an online predator, willing to take advantage of women and their technical skills and use them for sex and technical services, and does not care to hide his identity or even be honest in his dating activities to professionally or maturely sever a relationship and say, thank you for your services and the time that we spent together, but I want to see other people. And then freaks out and starts threatening you with lawsuits if you don't hurry up and change this internet site right this second. Well, sweetie, just like relationships, it takes a little time to change. So you're going to have to wait, and 3 days is going to be your punishment for taking advantage of me and then misusing my body, my mind, my heart, and my soul, and my business expertise. Because I'm not just some little poor girl businesswoman that's waiting out there online for a great opportunity to work with a businessman to destroy him or to become professionally successful, because I need that. I did it out of kindness. And I also flipped his internet site out of spite. Not because I am just a hateful person, but because he truly deserved it. You can't go around trolling on the internet and dating women, using their services, and then pretend like you are superior because you're a business owner and that you can wave your dick around online and do whatever you want. And then drop the girl if she doesn't satisfy your every need, and then not communicate what's really going on in your mind and in your work environment, right? So I sort of looked at it as, who's at fault and what would the legal community think? It's all arguable. You know, he obviously took advantage of it. So he, as the business owner, probably should have been more professional and said, you know, I'm going to wait to see that our relationship works out before I employ you. But if I let you work on my business, that know that that is professional and we have to keep that separate because I'm undecided and where our relationship is going. Right? That's it. And then you progress or you terminate based upon the next few weeks, because business women don't wait around. Right? If we're going to do this and I like you and you like me, we're going to do it together. And if you continue to troll around, you're going to get damaged, because you're damaging me by doing that secretively. So put it out in the open. I'm not afraid.